Following the Cats.
Sports Beat Roundup.
What more can be said about the living legend that is Brian Cody? Through All-Ireland as a player and 11 as a manager, has an incredible spell as Cats boss. Now in his 20th season as Kilkenny Bannister, the James Stephens club man is gunning for his 12th Liam McCarthy success and took time from a busy schedule to chat to Beat.
So Brian, thanks very much for joining us. I know that for a manager, often a lot of the stuff that goes around All-Ireland final day can be a bit of a distraction, but it's a nice distraction to have after 3 years.
That's for sure. You know, we're thrilled to be in the All-Ireland final, and obviously this is part of the build-up, and it's an important part of it as well for the promotion of the game and the marketing of it and that, and we'd be quite happy to go through it every year.
Is that something you're more and more conscious of now as you become almost a statesman in the game? I know you don't like that term, but you know, like the fact that the hurling as a sport and your role in promoting it as a sport and not just the Kilkenny part of it specifically.
Well, the game is everything, you know, for everybody, you know, and the importance of it is huge. But I mean, the popularity of it is outstanding. Like, you know, everybody will tell you that a really, really good game of hurling is incomparable, like, in sport, you know, and that's the reality of it. It's not just as we see it, but as lots of people would see it, and it continues to flourish.
Speaking of two good games of hurling, we had two of them in the semi-final, two massively competitive games. How important was that win against Limerick for your own side? I know that you had beaten Cork, which was good to get back on the horse, but beating, you were saying, you know, that they were rank out, you were underdogs going into it, All-Ireland champions, must be unbelievable, give you unbelievable confidence going into the final.
Yeah, well, we knew we were playing the All-Ireland champions, the league champions, the magnificent champions, you know, who were coming into the game on the back of an outstanding Munster final as well. So it was a huge ask for our players, and we knew we had to be hugely competitive and have magnificent drive and determination. And we the lads just applied themselves very, very well, you know, they prepared really magnificently, and they went to the pitch and they brought everything they could to the game. And we got a great start, obviously, but they came back into it really, really strongly, and we had to have huge resilience to hold on and to get out there with the win. And the prize was everything. The All-Ireland final was waiting the winner, so thanks be to God we're there.
Did the momentum of the quarter-final help? The fact that I know you'd lost to Wexford, but almost having an extra game might have been a bonus, because the two losers of the two provincial championships are now in the All-Ireland final.
Yeah, no, that's true, and you can never say for sure whether it was or whether it wasn't, but having a very competitive game against Cork in Croke Park was probably a help for us in the point of view of our younger players, who wouldn't have had a lot of exposure to those kind of games, and that certainly did stand to them. I'm not saying that it's the reason or to do with winning or not winning for either team, but we were very, very happy to have that game and to get on then to the next one, because winning the Cork game was a huge win for our younger players. Again, we were, you know, strong outsiders in that game, and we brought out, I suppose, a bit of momentum with us to the next match.
Two decades now, Kilkenny hurling manager. Does the satisfaction and the enjoyment move more from winning to player development when you get to that stage, or is it still all about the winning?
I mean, it's always player development from the point of view of, you know, bringing on young players and trying to improve them and trying to gel together a team and all of that. That's all part and parcel of it. But come match day, you know, one team wins, one team loses, and they don't compare. You know, it's all about winning on the day.
Do you ever get sick of this? It's two decades of All-Ireland final wins.
Look, if I was sick of it, I'd be gone. You know, there's no point. I mean, you're there because you enjoy doing it. And that's what I do. I enjoy it.
Absolutely. Just a word about Tipperary in terms of what kind of game plan you expect them to bring and how that's going to change from how they played against Wexford in the semi-final.
Well, I don't think Tipperary, I mean, no more than ourselves, change too much about what they do, because they just happen to be very, very good hurlers. Skill is the integral part of their game, and if you want any kind of thoughts on what Tipperary are all about, you look at the last 25 minutes of the semi-final, reduced to 14 men playing against a team who was playing really out of their skins, and what they showed in that last 25 minutes sums up what they're about. It was just a serious statement they were making.
And just finally, Ryan, how difficult is it, or maybe you've gotten the hang of it at this stage, it seems like you have, just in terms of when you play your each game, you're almost showing your hand every single time you play a game to whatever teams are scouting you. How do you kind of reinvent the game plan, or how do you try and keep some cards to your chest for the big day when it comes to the All-Ireland final?
I don't think we're in a position to keep any cards close to our chest, because for us to get there, you've got to try and give everything you have every day you go out. And that would always be what I would be looking for. I'm not concerned about what the opposition might know about us, because there isn't too much to know. We're not very secretive about what we do. We do what we do. We try to do as best we can. And we don't change too much about what we do. So it's a question of every day you go out trying to get the maximum out of your players.
This Sunday marks Kilkenny's first All-Ireland since 2016, a veritable age when viewed by veterans Walter Welch and Paul Murphy. The pair have seven All-Ireland senior hurlings between them, and as Welch explained, the next one is never too far away from their ambitions.
So as we set out the year, and our main ambition is to win the All-Ireland. Like there's a lot of teams that is their ambition, and that's what we set out to do at the start of the year. Obviously, when you're in the league, your ambition is to win that, and then when you're Leinster Championship, you want to win that, and then I suppose. But the main objective is to win the All Ireland final. We were a puck of the ball away from being gone out of the championship when we drew down Wexford Park, and same as that, Wexford. If we got a point to win that game, they were gone out of it as well, and you can see how close they were to getting to the All Ireland final. So it just showed how strong the Leinster Championship was this year. Well, I think every game is different. There's new players for both teams, so it will be different. I expect a tough game. That's the one thing you're going to be sure of when you play Tipperary, especially in an All Ireland final. So, yeah, it will be a different game, and look, it's all on the day in an All Ireland final.
And is there any particular Tip players that you have to watch out for? Is it the overall balance of their team?
I think it's the overall balance. They're an extremely skillful team, and given space, they can do serious damage with the players they have. So I think it's an overall thing. You don't target this player or that player. There's 15 players, and they're exceptional. Look, you do whatever you can for the team. You encourage a lot of these young players. They don't need that much encouragement. They're really, really good players. They're extremely skillful, and they kind of know what to do themselves. Definitely anything you can say to help a younger player, you'd be more than delighted to help and help out and say something or encourage them in some way. But these guys, a lot of them don't need it. They're very, very good.
Do you enjoy the kind of all this pre-match stuff, you know, all the media, the extra stuff on top of it, or would you rather just get out there and get on the pitch?
I think most players just want to get out there and get the game going. That's kind of, I think every player would be the same. The media stuff, the hype, and that is great for spectators and fans. But we've a job. It's not seen as this thing to get too excited about. We've a job to do in the All-Ireland final day, and that's the way we look at it.
Is this more comfortable territory for you mentally? So because you're so used to being successful, almost the unsuccessful part is you don't mind the pressure. It's almost easier.
Yeah, no, it's all about winning. Like you don't want to think about the game too much or anything like that, but. Yeah, it is a bit easier when you've been there before, but the game won't be easy, and we know that for sure.
No, and it's a south-east rivalry, which always adds a bit of extra bite to it as well.
Yeah, definitely. Tipperary have been probably our biggest rivals over the last, since I joined the panel, definitely, anyway. So, yeah, it's going to add to it as well. But look, it doesn't matter who you beat in the All-Ireland final. Once you win it, that's the main thing.
It's great to just be back in the final. There's lots of things that go with an All-Ireland final, and media days and everything are part of it, and I suppose days with supporters coming to training. But look, it just means you're back in an All-Ireland final if these things are happening. That's what you want to be doing. It's great to be part of every single bit of it, and it's great to, I suppose, enjoy every single bit of it as well. And we're enjoying the journey, and we'll enjoy the few weeks running and every part of it, yeah.
I was talking to Walter, and he said you ask any player and they would say, just get me on the pitch. I'm not interested in any of the rest of it. Are you in the same camp, or do you enjoy it? Because some players, I think, like to soak it up a little bit.
Well, I suppose on the game day itself, you're just there going, get me onto the pitch, and I suppose the few days before it as well, because there is a lot that surrounds it in relation to the parades of the day of an All-Ireland final, meeting the president and so on. These are brilliant, but you know, your body is ready to go and the adrenaline is rushing, and you only get that release when you get onto the pitch and start running around and get a ball into your hand. I suppose in the weeks before, look, you can't wish your time away either and suddenly wish the match away. You have to enjoy every part of it. So for myself, look, I'm just enjoying the running. It's great to be waking up every morning knowing you're going to be playing All-Ireland final. You know, there's great buzz from supporters around the place and so on. So look, I'm just enjoying every part of it, not wishing the time away. The match will come, and when the match comes, well, that's what you want to do at the end of the day. That's the main thing you're here to do, and it'll come around in its own time.
Obviously, it's been 3 years since you've been in the final, and you're a veteran of final. Four finals, or four All-Ireland medals underneath you. So is it the gap, does that allow you to savour it a bit more? Because I, at the time, you were kind of there every year. It was almost taken as granted.
Yeah, I suppose it's hard to know when you're young and you get into an All-Ireland final. You're just delighted that now you've done it. You've been here now. You're about to tick the box of playing an All-Ireland final. I suppose as you grow older with lots of things, it just changes. Your outlook on it changes as well. You never know when your next All Ireland final? Is it going to be your last one? You know, so I think you just have to absorb every part of it. Your mindset definitely does change. The first while I was in, we were in All Ireland finals nearly year on year. And the last 2 years we weren't. So again, that does remind you that, look, it's not as simple as walking to an All Ireland final. It may be your last one. So things like that make you learn that, you know, I have to enjoy every part of this. It mightn't be every year I'll be in an All-Ireland final. This could be your last one. Enjoy every bit of it, because you put in the time, the effort, the sacrifices. There's no point in punishing yourself and not enjoying it. You have to enjoy it.
Both of you have lost your respective provincial finals and then obviously went through that quarterfinal, semi-final. Does that mean that you understand their momentum as well a bit better because you're experiencing it yourself?
Yeah, I'm sure it is very similar, and we've seen it over the last few years. We saw Limerick last year benefiting from coming through the back door, and Waterford the year before. I suppose, you know, it'd be wrong to say that our journeys aren't the same. You know, we've come in losing our provincial titles, having to pick ourselves up, go out and face a match, put in our performance, and go into a savage hard All-Ireland semi-final. We've had pretty much identical, really, paths to the final, so we can understand where they're coming from. But I suppose the downside of that is that both teams know that, you know, there can be no surprises in the final. You know, both teams are hungry, both teams are hurting. There's no one going to be caught, you know, unawares coming into this final. Both teams are savagely hungry and know how hard it's been to get here. So no one's taking anything for granted. I'm sure they're the exact same.
And in a word, if you're to win on Sunday week, what's the most important thing you're going to have to bring?
I suppose, well, you wanted one word, but work rate. Work rate will be the biggest. Work rate, it's just the name of the game now. You know, it's not a simple case of being a skillful hurler or moving the ball well. Your work rate has to define you really as a team, and that will be, I suppose, what will win an All-Ireland final for either side.
Following the Premier County
Sports Beat Roundup.
Breaking into a new inter-county setup can be difficult unless your name is Liam Sheedy. When the Port Roe man first took the reins of the Premier County in 2008, he won National League and Munster Championship titles before being knocked out at the semi-final stage of the All-Ireland by Waterford. This time, in his first season back, he's looking to reverse the trend and again beat Kilkenny in an All-Ireland final like he did way back in 2010. For Sheedy, 9 years later was the right time to give this side a second chance.
The opportunity presented itself, Nicky, and, you know, no different than yourself in Kilkenny. I'm a pro Tipperary man, and, you know, it's, I got an opportunity to get back in. I suppose work has me back. Bank of Ireland has me back down in Munster now, so gave me an opportunity to see could I facilitate it. And look, I have a close affiliation with some of those guys that would have soldiered with me over 8, 9 and 10. So, you know, if there was a time to go back, I felt if I was ever going to do it again, to try and give something to those guys that I would have worked with previously. So I have to say, since I have gone back, I found it hugely enjoyable. You know, you'd be inspired by watching what players go through nowadays to get themselves to the peak of their powers. And look, we've had a few knocks along the way and, you know, a few bumps in a row, but as I said, just delighted to find ourselves back and involved again in another final day. While the game continues to evolve and continues to change, I mean, the level of preparation now that comes into all aspects in terms of analysis and statistics and, you know, all the stuff that goes on outside the field, like, is there's a lot that goes on. There's a lot of balls to be keeping in the air, but ultimately, you know, it still comes down to shifting the ball from one end of the field to the other and scoring more than the opposition. So while there's an awful lot of change, there's an awful lot of constants too. And I think, you know, your own man and Brian and his Kilkenny team have probably been the exemplary in that regard, in terms of keeping the game really, really simple and I suppose bringing a really, really strong work ethic onto the pitch. And I suppose it stood the test of time. You know, we felt in Munster, if you lose your first game, you're on the back foot straight away. So going down to Cork, who twice won the Munster final, you know, they were going for three in a row, we knew it was going to be a massive battle. So to win that, and I suppose to play so well, probably gave us a platform to build on. And thankfully, from the round robin perspective, we never looked back. And, you know, Munster is very, very competitive, as is Leinster. I think, you know, they're two really competitive of championships, so to have found ourselves, you know, on 8 points at the end of the round robin was very, very pleasing. You know, it's been a really good month in terms of momentum for Tipperary. You know, obviously, you know, the 20s, the Tuesday night before the All-Ireland semi-final, the 20s is a great win with a last minute goal against Cork, and it probably gave Jake an element of confidence about his play. And, you know, Jerome got man of the match last day, so they now find themselves in the All-Ireland final as well, and we found ourselves in the All-Ireland final. And, you know, Jake's point when he came on off the bench was an exceptional score that gave us that little bit of a cushion at a vital stage in the match. So yeah, look, it's building nicely, and I think momentum is an important thing in sport. And as I said, we're just delighted the way things have gone over the last number of weeks. I suppose after losing the Munster final at the end of June, you know, people look and say, God, it's a long road back. So to have negated two difficult steps and to have played in Croke Park twice and now finding ourselves back in an All-Ireland final, you know, it's a hugely exciting time in Tipperary, and we're just thrilled to be there. You know, we watched the tail end of the Munster Championship and the All-Ireland Series play out last year and we weren't involved. So to be back in the All-Ireland Final, you know, against, you know, our great rivals, Kilkenny, you know, there's a massive tradition there between both counties. And, you know, for us, we're just thrilled to be there. I thought Kilkenny's performance in the All-Ireland semi-final against Limerick was heroic. You know, the way they went about their business, the work rate of the team right throughout the field was, you know, was hugely, I suppose, admirable. And we know exactly the size of the battle that lies ahead, but like, where else did you want to be facing other than into an All-Ireland Final against our great rivals?
Is this about really work rate on All-Ireland Final day, Liam? We know Kilkenny's work rate, we know Tipperary's work rate. Is this about two immovable forces meeting really on All-Ireland Final day and throwing a lot of skill as well?
Yeah, look, I think there, you know, I think it's not, there's no one aspect of the play. I think obviously you got to work, you know, it does all start with work, but ultimately, you know, your ability to get on ball and what you do with that ball when you have ball in hand. And I think there's two really, really skillful teams of players here, ones that will hopefully light up Croke Park on All Ireland Final Day. And look, I just think we'll get a cracking contest. You know, I think the hurling championship again here has given us a huge amount again in 2019. Hurling is in a great place, and as I said, we're just thrilled to be back in there. We know the level of performance that we found the last day in the semi-final over the 70 minutes wouldn't be enough, so we've got to find the level that we didn't find consistently in the 70 minutes. But certainly with this team, they've worked really, really hard, and we're making sure all the aspects of our play are in place to go and bring a performance onto that pitch that gives us a chance of being winning the big prize. But if we come up anyway short, no better team than Kilkenny to find a chink in the armoury.
Liam, just a lot of managers, you know, they take a couple of seasons to bed into a new team. I mean, obviously this is your first time with Tipperary, but your first season back with basically a new bunch, and you're back in the All-Ireland Final. What's the secret formula?
There's no secret formula, you know. I mean, we've had good days and bad days, you know. I suppose we learned a lot. Some days, you know, when it didn't go well, we probably learned more about ourselves and our team, and it probably encouraged us to go back and work harder, and that certainly stood us in good stead. And I suppose the most pleasing aspect was when, you know, when the need was greatest last day out again in Wexford, we really came up trumps. So to have that in your armoury going into an Ireland final is very pleasing. So we just need to bring it for longer sustained periods, and if we do, then we have a chance.
Seamus Kennedy and Seamus Callanan share first names but have very different stories. For Callanan, hurling has always been his number one choice and is now the sixth all-time scorer in the sports senior Intercounty Championship. Kennedy, meanwhile, has had success with both codes in only his fourth season at hurling's highest grade. Crucially, however, both played 70 minutes the last time Tipperary beat the Cats in an All-Ireland final, and were both hurting after 2018's dismal campaign.
This time last year, there was a lot of us sitting on a beach or by a pool or something like that, and we were looking in, and, you know, it wasn't easy. So it's great this year to be stuck right in the middle of it, and you know, winning a few early games really gave the group a great boost, you know. And the Munster final was very disappointing. We were disappointed with how we performed ourselves, you know. But I think we've responded well since then, you know, and you know, that's very pleasing. You know, we didn't panic, never pushed the panic button, and we stayed doing, you know, what Liam and the lads have been drilling into us all year. And you know, and each score kind of, you know, gave us that extra bit of confidence, and when we pegged them back and things like that. So that was very pleasing, all right, you know, the fact that we never threw in the towel and that we kept chipping away, and, you know, eventually we got there.
Is it the fact that Kilkenny in the final, does that add a little bit of extra spice to it? Local neighbours?
Local neighbours, yeah, I suppose. And growing up, you know, going to the likes of 2009, 2010 final and watching those games as a young lad, like, they were unbelievable games. And even more recently too, but again, 2019 is going to take on a life of its own, and, you know, so, but yeah, look, we're really looking forward to it.
And it's a really strong time for Tipperary hurling. I mean, 8 goals against Wexford last weekend, the semi-final, incredible score, and a lot of the guys in the under-20s were part of your panel as well, so great talent, and it's a great sign of the future for Tipperary hurling.
Yeah, look, it's been a great couple of weeks, I suppose, and it started off at the 20s beating Cork in a Munster final. You know, it gave us a great boost going into the Wexford game, and, you know, again, us beating Wexford in the senior probably gave them a boost going in on Saturday, and, you know, and seeing the performance they put in, you know, it's good, like, and the lads are coming back into training, like, with a great bounce in their step, and, you know, it's brilliant.
Yeah, look, we got a bit of a break, I suppose, in last year, and you came back with that hunger this year, but, you know, we've a huge effort put in there to get to where we are, so, but you need luck every day you go too, like, so thankfully we've supposed to clawed our way there. You know, we had a good few of the 21s that came through, and I suppose they freshened it up as well, really. And look, we have a good core group there anyway, so for the last few years, and then we have a good group there with the likes of lads like Jason and Ronan, and them guys that are, you know, 24, 25 as well, and they have great experience. And so, you know, between everything there and Liam coming back, sure, it's given it a lift, really. And as I said, like, you know, we've put in an awful lot of work as well, like, to get to where we are now. So just thankfully we've got a bit of luck around the way. As I said, though, it's a completely different Tipperary team you know, than before as well. And Kilkenny, a completely different Kilkenny team. So, you know, we can't draw from past experiences either. But the one thing about Tip and Kilkenny is they have a great rivalry, but a really, really healthy one. And both teams have huge respect for each other. And just great, great hurling counties. Like, Kilkenny have had some serious performances, as you've said. You know, beating the reigning All-Ireland champions, their Munster champions and league champions. So, you know, that's no mean feat. And, you know, so they're obviously coming in really in the crest of a wave. So it's a huge challenge for us, you know, to try and get our performance levels up to that. Will be huge for us, but it's one that we're looking forward to and seeing what we can contribute to today. Look, it's great. It's a great buzz around the place, and you know, it's lovely for us to be able to meet the young kids here and you know, to sign for them and do things like that. But it was very special and really nice.
Shane, you obviously unbeaten, like winning every game in the group stages of Munster. You won the quarter final and semi final. You have the 20s who won, who've been winning. Like, how important is that momentum, just in terms of the panel and all the lads that are in the 20s as well, moving forward into the final?
Look, you can't beat winning games, you know. So I suppose we didn't have smooth sailing throughout the year. Like, we went with a good Munster championship, but then ultimately, you know, we got well beaten by a Limerick team in the Munster final. So we had to pick ourselves up again. And you know, the under 20s gave us a great lift there tonight. They beat Cork and Sighton Thurles and went on now and beat Wexford again. So, you know, having two teams, as I said, in an All Ireland final, it's you know, it's brilliant times.
Sports Beat Roundup on Beat 102-103.
It's not just the senior final that holds a southeast interest, but Kilkenny will be gunning for a senior and minor double at Croke Park on Sunday. Mooncoin clubman James Elward captains the Kilkenny Minors, who face Galway in the All-Ireland final at 1. The Tribesmen beat the Cats by a goal in the group stages of the Leinster Championship, but after a 12-point mauling of Limerick in the semis, manager Richie Mulrooney says his side can't be counted out.
We're down to the last two, and regardless of how both teams got there, it's very much a 50-50 match. I think that was borne out over the 60 minutes of our round robin match with Galway, and you know, we're really looking forward to it. Our confidence has increased so much from the Leinster campaign right through the round robin series. The win against Clare was a great pick me up after the Leinster final, but yeah, I think the second half against Galway has just driven on everything, both in performance in training and then the performance that the lads put in the last day against Limerick. So we're going up in far more than just hope. We're going up to win, try and win the match. And I suppose at the start of the year, maybe on the challenge match circuit, word was going around how good Dublin were, and we got over them by a pint in Nolan Park, and then when we beat Wexford by a pint down in Enniscorthy, that sort of allowed us to avoid the two of them in the Leinster semi-final. And we got to the Leinster final, well, look, we were very confident that we would do ourselves justice on the day. We knew it would be a tough match, but we thought we'd win going up, but they just caught us in the last 10 minutes. We had 24 shots from play in that match, and Wexford had 14. Perception seemed to be that they were a much slicker team than we were at that moment in time, but I'm not too sure about that. I just think that there was a period in the second half where we had four wides in a row, and then they went up and got a goal, and the perception might have been Wexford had too much for us. I just think we didn't put on the scoreboard performance and effort the lads put in the field, but they've got that pretty right since. We saw them all year as probably being the favourites for the competition. They're probably still the favourites for the competition. Sean McDonagh is a very good player. Came on at half time last year when we were winning the All-Ireland against Galway, and he had a major influence on it. Came on in that centre-forward midfield area and put over 2 points. He's a very, very good player. You can get your centre-back to follow him, but if you do that, you're wide open. So we would think that that middle third battleground that we're talking about, our own half-forward line are going to have to come out and be absolutely aware that when Sean McDonagh is moving around the place, no more than any of the other Galway players, we've got to get in there, fight for the ball, work it out. And we did that very well in the second half of that match against Galway. So it's trying to carry on that form, Nicky. And I would say the performance against Limerick was a continuation of that, and we have to do it again, because if we don't, they could inflict serious damage on us. Teamwork, work rate and pace. Teamwork, work rate and pace. And every night of training, that's what we try to go about with them. And all the conditioned games and drills are about teamwork, work rate and pace. And the lads very, very much understand it as a group. And they've taken real ownership of this. Great chance, Nicky. Yeah, we do. We have a great chance. It's not more than 50-50, but it's not less than 50-50 either. We have a real chance of winning this minor All-Ireland.
Sports Beat Roundup on Beat 102-103.
That's all for this week's Sports Beat Roundup All-Ireland special. you're heading to Croker tomorrow, have a brilliant time and stay safe on the roads. If you want some pre-match build-up, you can listen back on our SoundCloud account at Beat 102 103. Now Trish has the soundtrack to your Saturday night. She's up next with Beat Anthems.